Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 17, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about cards to exceed cash payments in Germany, Euromonitor says. Aletta Planet, Nestia to launch UnionPay virtual debit card. Ticketmaster partners with Venue Next for contactless, mobile payments. Delivery Hero acquired Glovo's operations in LATAM for €230 MLN. Amazon launches new shopping experience, luxury stores. MYPINPAD, Evo Payments subsidiary e-service, promotes Visa's tap-to-phone technology in Poland. Chase Freedom Flex now available with Walmart and PayPal. Ariba, Wallet Factory launched mobile wallet Zaki in Lebanon. Now let's get started. Cards to exceed cash payments in Germany, Euromonitor says. Market research company Euromonitor International has launched a white paper indicating that card payment value in Germany is projected to surge, while cash will drop by 2025. The white paper, The German Consumer, Rapid Evolution Amidst the Crisis, total card payment transaction value in Germany is projected to surge by 28%, while cash transactions will drop by 34% in 2019 to 2025. This trend is also supported by the growing trust from consumers over their privacy around card usage. Increasing trust in security measures and assurances from issuers and merchants are strengthening consumers' confidence. Simultaneously, improved convenience over card payments without a PIN or signature become more popular. German consumers are set to become heavy payment card users by 2040, with an increase in their mobile device usage for payments. Aletta Planet, Nestia to launch UnionPay virtual debit card. Singapore-based fintech Aletta Planet has partnered with lifestyle app Nestia to launch a co-branded UnionPay virtual debit card Nestia member. The virtual card, powered by Aletta Planet's proprietary technology, leverages UnionPay's global network. The integration with Nestia app allows users to make UnionPay QR code payments, both offline and online, at over 30 million merchants in Singapore, China and 39 other markets around the world. They will also benefit from exclusive UnionPay rewards and promotions. In addition, users will also have access to the recently launched UnionPay Aletta Planet Money Express remittance service, enabling them to transfer money quickly and safely. The collaboration is significant for Nestia as it gives users access to a wider range of merchants, allowing them to make payments across multiple touchpoints and transforming the app from a closed-loop platform to an open-loop network. Ticketmaster partners with Venue Next for contactless, mobile payments. US-based POS, mobile commerce and loyalty services provider Venue Next and Ticketmaster have teamed to enable contactless payments and mobile orders for users. Venue Next point of sale and mobile commerce company entered into a multi-year partnership with Ticketmaster to deliver contactless solutions across Ticketmaster's entire user base, which includes sporting events and concerts. The features will be made available at every venue around the world and enable guests to manage everything from venue access to in-seat ordering of concessions and merchandise purchases through their smartphones. Ticketmaster already offered contactless mobile ticketing to its patrons, but this relationship with Venue Next expands its digital offerings in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Delivery Hero acquired Glovo's operations in LATAM for €230 MLN. Delivery Hero has announced the acquisition of Glovo's full operations in LATAM, strengthening its position in the region by adding new markets to its current footprint. Delivery Hero is entering into an agreement with Glovo to acquire its operations in LATAM for up to €230 million, including a €60 million performance-based earnout. The transaction is expected to close within the next few weeks, subject to fulfillment of the conditions precedent and relevant regulatory approvals. The transaction will cover all of the LATAM countries in which Glovo operates, including Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic. Out of these countries, Delivery Hero is already present in Argentina, Panama, and the Dominican Republic, and the newly acquired assets in these markets will be transferred to Delivery Hero at closing. With the acquisition of Glovo's operations in Peru, Ecuador, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Guatemala, Delivery Hero adds 5 new countries to its LATAM footprint. Glovo will continue to operate the business in these countries until March 2021. Headquartered in Germany, Delivery Hero has a strong presence in 39 out of 44 countries in which it is operating across Europe, LATAM, Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa. Delivery Hero also operates its own delivery service primarily in over 600 cities around the globe. Amazon launches new shopping experience, luxury stores. Amazon has launched Luxury Stores, a new shopping experience offering both established and emerging luxury fashion and beauty brands. According to the press release, U.S.-based fashion house Oscar de la Renta unveils through Luxury Stores the first store featuring its pre-fall and fall-winter 2020 collections, inclusive of ready-to-wear, handbags, jewelry, accessories, and a new perfume, with children's wear coming soon. More brands will launch within Luxury Stores in the coming weeks and seasons. The Luxury Stores offering is available in the Amazon app by invitation only, and combines convenience with innovative technology like View in 360. This interactive feature will begin rolling out with select garments at launch, allowing customers to explore styles in 360-degree detail to better visualize fit and make shopping for luxury more engaging. Moreover, with collections sold directly from the participating brands as a store within a store experience, brands independently make decisions regarding their inventory, selection, and pricing, and Amazon offers the merchandising tools for brands to create and personalize content. Therefore, by tying content and e-commerce together, both fashion and beauty brands can engage and entertain customers through immersive storytelling, including autoplay imagery and in-motion graphics. The feature is currently available to eligible U.S.-based Prime members, which are invited to experience Luxury Stores. However, Prime members that did not yet receive an invitation via email can request an invitation by visiting amazon.com/luxurystores. Over time, Luxury Stores will extend invitations to more shoppers. MYPINPAD, Evo Payments subsidiary e-service, promotes Visa's tap-to-phone technology in Poland. MYPINPAD has announced a partnership with global provider of payment technology integrations and acquiring solutions Evo Payments. According to the press release, Evo Payments subsidiary e-service processes transactions for over 460,000 payment terminals, 2Q2019, operating in Poland as well as several other countries in Europe. It offers access to all major card schemes and supports phone proximity payments such as Google Pay and Apple Pay. E-service also offers e-commerce tools and comprehensive payment solutions for large and medium-sized enterprises. Moreover, MYPINPAD's solution is easily integrated into third-party applications and delivered as a service. It reduces cost across the entire face-to-face payment ecosystem by meeting PCI security standards through software updates alone. This relieves pain points such as the cost of traditional payment and POS hardware for the smallest retailers, while also serving larger retailers by significantly reducing maintenance, replacement costs of aging hardware-centric POS systems, and ultimately providing stronger customer service with trusted and familiar devices. Furthermore, Visa approved the solution to authorize contactless payments with PIN capture through its tap-to-phone program. Tap-to-phone makes it easy for merchants and consumers alike to use smartphones when making and accepting payments. This enables sellers everywhere to accept contactless payments using mobile devices, while also getting access to other benefits such as reduced chargeback potential and low MSF rates. Customers win too, as they can make payments in seconds, both in store and at home online, providing a true omnichannel experience. Chase Freedom Flex now available with Walmart and PayPal. Chase has launched its Freedom Flex and upgraded Freedom Unlimited credit cards. According to the press release, Freedom Flex cardholders will benefit from a 5% cash back on rotating categories each quarter. The fourth quarter categories will be Walmart and PayPal. Besides, along with Chase Freedom cardholders, Freedom Flex users can earn 5% cash back on up to US$1,500 in combined purchases on the following. PayPal is offered at many local merchants and small businesses, and when cardholders link their Freedom or Freedom Flex card to their PayPal account, they can earn cash back on their purchases this quarter. Walmart, whether it's everyday essentials or holiday shopping, Freedom and Freedom Flex cardholders can earn cash back on their purchases at Walmart this quarter. Moreover, new Freedom Flex and Unlimited cardholders will receive US$200 cash back after spending US$500 on purchases in the first 3 months, plus 5% cash back on grocery store purchases, not including Target and Walmart, for the first year, on up to US$12,000 spent. Additionally, Freedom Flex consumers can earn cash back in a variety of key categories, including 5% cashback on travel purchased through Chase's Ultimate Rewards, 3% cashback on dining and drugstores, and 1% cashback on all other purchases. Users will also receive World Elite MasterCard benefits, including cell phone protection and discounts with Lyft, Boxed, ShopRunner, and more, in addition to priceless experiences. Furthermore, Chase Unlimited cardholders can also earn cashback in several new categories, including 5% cashback travel purchased on Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3% cashback on dining and drugstores, and earn 1.5% cashback on every other purchase. Both cards have no annual fee or minimum to redeem and carry points that don't expire as long as the account is open. Ariba, Wallet Factory launched mobile wallet Zaki in Lebanon. Ariba has partnered with payment technology provider Wallet Factory to enable mobile payments in Lebanon by introducing Zaki, the new mobile payment platform. Zaki is a mobile wallet app that allows consumers and merchants to send and receive instant payments. Once Zaki is downloaded, the user can open an e-wallet in Lebanese pounds or US dollars. To top up Zaki or withdraw money, the user links the banking card to the app. Among other features, Zaki also allows the card-to-card transfers or e-money account transfer. To transfer money to friends and family, users can choose a contact in their phone book or enter a mobile number. The recipient will instantly receive an SMS or an in-app notification about the money transfer. The user can request money by posting an invoice the same way. Zaki also allows the recharge of local and international mobile numbers, in addition to the access to in-app and offline payments. Zaki users can make in-app payments for games, gift cards, and online platform subscriptions. The list of providers includes PSN, Xbox, Nintendo, PUBG, Fortnite, Netflix, iTunes Store, and more. During the second release phase of Zaki, Ariba will be adding new features such as cash loading, bill payment and QR payments to pay merchants directly in offline locations. Wallet Factory provided the tech payment solution for Ariba, including end customer interfaces in English and Arabic languages, a payment platform, and an administration panel. Ariba acquired the source code, and in collaboration with Wallet Factory completed further improvements on the front-end and back-end of the system. Ariba and Wallet Factory plan to launch Zaki's mobile services in the Middle East and Africa. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.